Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Thank you, sports gods. We're always concerned about some sort of shortfall in sports talk. Last year, we were saved during the COVID shutdown by Thomas Edward Patrick Brady and by a documentary about a team that hasn't played basketball together in over 20 years. This year, well, we got the Packers drama. Charles Robinson will join us from Yahoo Sports upcoming in 20 minutes. We have the college sports drama where Texas and OU and all of Oklahoma that doesn't wear orange and black, they're up in arms because I pointed out OU Sports is pulling a Kevin Durant, whether they want to admit it or not. We could have Paul Christ, who's the head coach of Wisconsin. And I'm super excited because I believe we'll also have Greg Schiano, the head coach of Rutgers, for the second time and have a great discussion with him. We got a ton to get to. I got some details for you on the dysfunction inside the Lakers, which is sort of what's being discussed. And Tom Brady not allowing context to actually matter. Whew, we got a lot to get to. I do want to start with this, though. 2 days ago, I said what most people in the NBA are thinking, which is like, look, we can all love Giannis. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, for the most part, and there's a little bit of nah, boo-boo, I told you so with the I don't need a super team, it's super easy. If you thought it was super easy for Kevin Durant this year, you're not paying attention. But regardless of which, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 99% of the time, seems to say and do the right thing. And because he has this kind of boyish, gee shucks, it's about us, our city, our team, I'm staying. Everybody likes Giannis, and nobody's trying to impede that love in any way. But the reality is, like, look, if Kyrie doesn't get hurt, they get stomped by the Nets. Even with Kyrie hurt, you're a Kevin Durant toenail from being sent home from the second round of the playoffs. So there's a lot to it. Right? Then you run into the Hawks instead of the 76ers. And oh yeah, by the way, Trae Young is hurt the last couple of games. So is Giannis. But at least that adds to the discussion of, did we really get the two best teams here? Because nobody would have, if you lined them up, I mean, the Lakers were the favorite to beat the Suns. Granted, they didn't, but it should also be pointed out that Anthony Davis was hurt. Right? Jamal Murray was hurt. Like, I could go on. Kawhi Leonard was hurt. But here's what I actually woke up early this morning. I woke up so early this morning, the Olympic opening ceremonies were on. I'm like, oh. They weren't interesting when it was real time or when it was prime time. Now they're even less interesting at 4 a.m. locally. But I woke up this morning and I thought to myself, you know, you're looking at this thing the completely wrong way. It's Doug Gottlieb's show here on Fox Sports Radio. You're listening to the show because you probably like sports, right? And I've said this about baseball for a long time, that anything that can't really be explained in life, you just go, well, that's baseball. Right? How do you explain the, well, that's baseball. You know, how do you explain a guy who is a middling pitcher throwing a perfect game? And that's baseball. How do you explain that? That's like anything that you cannot explain through normal, rational conversations about the sport. People just say that's baseball, right? Ground ball with eyes. That's baseball. You know, a ball bounces up and takes a wild hop and a normally sure-handed fielder does not. That's baseball. But I actually think on a bigger spot, like on a bigger look, like that's sports. That's sports. I don't know if the Lakers were the best team last year. Last year was in the bubble. They didn't. The Heat were definitely not the best team in the East. But we don't seem to question the credibility of the Lakers championship. You go back the year before that, and of course the Toronto Raptors only beat the Golden State Warriors, if we're realistic, because KD was hurt, only played part of one game, then tore his Achilles tendon. Klay Thompson in game 6 tore his ACL. They didn't have several other players due to injury. And yet, you know, the Raptors don't have to give back their title. They just don't. And so, you know, look, the Warriors won back-to-back titles. And I don't think anybody would question whether or not they were the best team. But that's not the way sports always work. The best team on paper doesn't always win. This is not a movie. In the movies, the good guys always win. That doesn't happen in sports. Sports is just not explainable other than that sports. And so this is, I woke up this morning, and I'm not apologizing to the Milwaukee Bucks fans. They know that they got a flawed superstar. They have a flawed team. That even their coach, who I haven't heard anybody say, like, you know, Bud did a really good job, which is kind of a bunch of crap, to be honest. When they lost, it was all Bud's fault. When they won, boy, it was Giannis and Chris Middleton. He deserves some of the blame and some of the credit as well. But isn't it amazing that there's basically two camps? There's the camp of, yeah, they won, but the Suns weren't that good. Yeah, they won, but Chris Paul's really small. Yeah, they won, but the Nets got hurt. The Lakers got hurt. The Clippers got hurt. There's a mental asterisk by it. And then there's the side of, nope, Milwaukee won fair and square. But here's the that's sports take. Look, I don't think anybody truly believes that in a 7-game series they were going to beat the Nets at full strength. I don't believe they would have beaten the Lakers or the Clippers at full strength because they matched up better with the Milwaukee Bucks. But I also know that it doesn't matter. Just like I tell you every year, like we do this comparison of would they beat last year's team with the, they don't have to. All you have to do is beat the four opponents in front of you. And you don't even have to beat them every game. The rules are you got to beat them four out of seven games. Right? It's like anyone who's ever played in any, and lots of you are listening to me in Las Vegas. We're on our Vegas affiliate. And most youth teams go to Vegas for a weekend to 3 weeks in the summer. And they play in all these tournaments. And they all have different rules, different age rules. Some have pool play. Some have a super pool in the tournament pool. There's lots of different. And all you can do is if you win the games, you win the tournament. Well, this kid had skating camp and this kid had a baseball tournament. Nobody cares. Nobody goes back and says retroactively, we're going to give the title to the Lakers because truth be told, they were better. Nobody gives it to the Clippers because truth be told, they're better. Nobody hands the Warriors a title because they were better when they were full strength. They just weren't at full strength. Not the way it works. And if you want to explain the inexplicable in sports, you just say, well, that's sports. How do you explain that all these top players went down except for Giannis? And he ends up he did go down. He went down for two games, and they won the two games without him. How do you explain that? Sports. He lost the first game back. He was trying to find his way. Chris Paul was awesome. Look, I'm not going to change what I believe in regards to the Milwaukee Bucks and where they stand. If I was to do a pantheon of the team rankings in the NBA, I'm not going to change. On the other hand, they won the tournament. Based upon the rules, they showed up, they won games, end of story. End of story. All right, coming up next, the NFL is not messing around. Not messing around. Don't believe me? I'll prove it to you next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royals.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Thurl Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I got to take a second here. So I listen, and you sometimes you guys get local ads or whatever, but I was listening to what are our network ads, and we do promos for other shows. And Ben Maller's show is one that I enjoy when I'm driving around late at night, no matter where I am in the country. He is, what does he call himself? An overnight gas bag? Is that what he calls himself? But I like that, you know, a little self-deprecating. Here's the only problem with it. Kind of taking on the gas bag thing when you're talking about this vaccine. Rick Dennison was an offensive line coach with the Minnesota Vikings. I mention was because he refused to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, and now he's out of a job. Right? Now he's out of a job. And look, the NFL has to do something. Yesterday, they came out with a strongly worded, mutually agreed to between the NFL and NFL policy for the season. Like, look, man, look at all the stuff we got to do if you don't get vaccinated. Now, you can fire a coach because I don't believe the coaches are protected by a union. Well, that sucks, huh? And I obviously, there's going to be some legal questions as to it, but the fact is they are a privately owned company. And privately owned companies, like sports franchises, if they make a rule, if they make for the health and safety of all of their workers, you have to abide by it. You have to abide by it. I'm sure there'll be a lawsuit. I'm sure he'll get some money, some walking away money. But this is the way it works in professional sports, right? When you're upset with the way things are going, a position coach or an assistant coach is usually the first to go, then the head coach, then maybe the general manager, and then the players. That's what happened here. The NFL is not messing around. Like, people have, there are very few things, that people on both sides of the aisle agree on. Just don't. Like, you're like, the sunrise in the east, but not the east, that side of the country. Like, no, it's all, rise in the east, sets in the west. And apparently everyone now agrees, get the vaccine. Because what happens is there was this mass disinformation campaign. It's not right. It's not healthy. The FDA is experimenting. People using things that either they didn't know the definition of, or they were just being disingenuous in an effort to make either administration look bad. I don't know. I'd like to believe that both sides now agree because it's in the best interest of all of our health and safety, but I have no idea. All I know is everyone is telling you the exact same thing. The exact same thing, which is go get the vaccine. Don't believe me? You could be out of a job. You could be out of a job. And you can sit here and say that's not fair, but it's also not fair to anybody else if you're not getting the vaccine. I'm not professing to be an immunologist. I'm just not. Hey, okay? But I do find it interesting that there are people on our airwaves, in our society, that talk all the time about facts above feelings. And yet, like, look, scientists deal with scientific facts, things that are proven over time throughout research, right? Like, you do understand they work with scientific facts. They follow, they don't, a true scientist doesn't have a, they may have an outcome they think based upon hypotheses, but it becomes a theory when it's been proven time and again through trial and error. Right? So I don't understand the path that some people are on, some NFL players are on, but the NFL, through the Vikings, has made a statement yesterday and today, in case you weren't listening to what we said, like, Nuke Hopkins, I might have to quit football. Bro, shut up. Stop it. Nuke Hopkins is not quitting football because somebody tells him he needs to be vaccinated to protect the most of the population. Stop. I might not play football. You going to make $27 million, $7 million more than anybody at your position somewhere else? Oh, of course you're not. All you got to do is get vaccinated. But Rick Dennison being out, there's no chance that that happened in Minnesota without a call to the commissioner's office. Hey, Rick Dennison refuses to get vaccinated. Are we allowed to fire him? Will this... And they're like, hell yeah, let's make a statement. One coach loses his job, it'll be another one, and pretty soon it'll be a player.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Naomi Osaka, she's had an interesting couple of months, right? Like, she pulled out the French and Wimbledon because of citing mental health issues and inability, a lack of desire to meet with the media. But then she's on the cover of one of the three versions of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Now she lights the Olympic torch. That's a busy month. It's a really, really busy month. This is Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Charles Robinson joins us, senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports. Of course, also has his own UPod to win the game. UPod to win the game. Sorry. We're reacting to Rick Dennison losing his job. My guess is, one, coaches don't have a union, right? Unlike the NFL, in order to be fired. And two, would guess the Vikings had to run this up the flagpole all the way to New York to make sure they could do it.
You are correct. Coaches do not have a union, number one. Number two, coaches are all considered to be league employees, whereas, players are considered to be unionized labor. So that's the dividing line here. As far as the Vikings doing the check, I can guarantee there was some dialogue back and forth between New York and the franchise. But I don't know that it was necessarily specific to this. I think that all teams have had a discussion with the league office about what do we do if it's not a player? What if it's an administrative staff member? What if it's a coach? Everyone else who falls under the league employee umbrella. There are 32 corporations, but they're all working in unison under the league office. So this was something that teams were aware of before. And I'll give you another example. I was out with the Cowboys, and You know, there's an administrative staff member who wasn't with the team, didn't travel during training camp because they didn't want to get the vaccine. The Cowboys made the decision, we'll just leave him back. You know, we're not going to fire him, but we'll leave him back.
Speaking of the Cowboys, okay, so last year it was all about Dak and Dak's contract. You've been there. Now the Dak contract thing is a weight off their shoulders. Tyron Smith's back healthy and lighter than before, and they had to rework the defense. I know this time of year everybody's undefeated. Everybody had the greatest offseason ever, but it did feel like a Cowboys offseason that was missing the drama of years past.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in some respects, I mean, I think a lot of it was so focused on, you know, once that contract with Dak was done, you know, just getting everybody healthy. I mean, the number of injuries they had, it really was, I don't want to make excuses for the Cowboys, but when you look at the totality of it, it was absurd, the number of injuries that they had top to bottom. So, you know, as you said, not a lot of contract drama. You know, there was, if it wasn't Dak the last couple of seasons, 2 years ago, it was Zeke. Pretty much everybody that they needed to be under contract is there. If there was any drama, I think it was just sort of talking about Mike McCarthy and, you know, is this guy enter the season on the hot seat, all this stuff. But as camp opened, to me, the big box you wanted to check off is the offensive line healthy. That was a huge problem last year. Yes, they look healthy. Everybody looks like they're out there practicing. As you said, Tyron Smith looks great. Was Dak healthy? You know, I watched entire practice. Wasn't the sharpest, but, you know, he's getting into the groove. You don't want to grade a guy in passing this early in camp and chemistry and flow and all that. But I'll tell you what, he looks healthy. They rolled him out a lot. He ran around a lot in practice and looked to me like the guy who entered last season healthy.
Charles Robinson joining us. You Pod to Win the Game is his NFL podcast. Of course, follow his work on Yahoo Sports. He's been doing a long time. He knows everybody in the league. Okay, so Davante Adams wanted to be the highest paid player in the league, couldn't get the Packers there. Now he's broken off talks. Now, look, I'm always hesitant with the broken off talks. My guess, if the Packers came in and said, like, hey, we're going to pay you more money than anybody in the sport of your position, those talks would resume. But what does it say about the state of the Packers that no Aaron Rodgers and now no talks right now with Davante Adams?
Well, Adams is a little bit different than Rodgers in that, as you said, I think Adams wants to be the highest paid wideout in the NFL. The problem is there's a sizable, depending on how you look at the contracts and the numbers and the financial outlay from one season to the next, DeAndre Hopkins has a contract that absolutely obliterated the wide receiver market. And look, the Packers aren't the only ones they're going to have to deal with. There are a number of teams that are going, hey, look, there's like a $5 million gap here between what DeAndre Hopkins signed and what the rest of the wide receiver, the top of the rest of the wide receiver market is getting. And so how do we do that when it's usually a slight bump or someone slightly moves the needle? This guy just completely walloped the entire financial system for wide receivers. That's part of what Adams is dealing with. The Packers are like, look, we don't want to do that. We don't want to be the next boat, you know, to float out there in this completely uncharted waters. But the deeper issue here is just that Adams and Rodgers are extremely close as you would expect they would be between franchise quarterback and franchise wide receiver. And now you have two players that for maybe different reasons are unhappy with how the front office organization is running right now. So it just adds, I think, more drama to the mix for Green Bay. And remember, let's not forget, this is a franchise also that has no clue what Aaron Rodgers is going to do in a week.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Look, I get the Tom Brady one, but I don't know if you heard the most recent quote from yesterday where he was comparing himself to Wayne Gretzky, to Michael Jordan, right? You had a chance to get Wayne Gretzky, you had a chance to get Michael Jordan. Like, whoa, where did this ego come from?
Hey, people haven't been paying attention to Tom Brady since he got to Tampa. I mean, I go all the way back to when he joined Tampa. You know, he did an interview with Howard Stern. And I think if you go back and you kind of parse through that interview, he said a lot. He said some things in that interview where he, you know, discussed topics where I'm like, huh, okay, now he's on in New England and things are getting interesting. And he's clearly going to pick and choose, you know, when he wants to roll out certain elements of his personality. And I mean, I don't know. Go back to the barbershop interview that he did where, you know, he talked about I thought he was talking about Tyrann Mathieu at one point where he was saying, like, hey, you know, I don't believe what I say 90% of the time. He's like, sometimes they talk about, you know, hey, this corner is great. I'm paraphrasing here, but this corner is great. But, he's all world. But I'm thinking I'm going after this guy. What did he do in the Super Bowl? He spent the entire run up talking about how great Tyrann Mathieu was. And then he went after him hard in the Super Bowl. Do I think Tom Brady's feeling himself? Yeah, but I mean, do I think Tom Brady probably has reason to feel himself? I mean, seven Super Bowls, and he's done it now in two conferences, two different teams. He did it without Bill. He brought a couple of guys into Tampa Bay, and Gronk and Antonio Brown was there because of Tom, scored touchdowns in that game. I think there's a reason. What if Bruce Arians is rubbing off? Like, maybe this is a little Bruce Arians rubbing off on Tom Brady. You know, be loose.
Yeah, be loose. But it's fascinating for a guy who struggled against the Washington Redskins in the playoffs. Like, it is, and he threw three picks in against the Packers in the second half. Like, it's a lot. But to the victor goes the absolute spoils. How much does the Rams' plans for their offense change when they lose what I think they felt like was their next star running back?
I was a little surprised that they've already said they're not going to, you know, they're not going out there looking for another running back. I mean, look, they just drafted a kid out of Memphis 2 years ago that is going to factor in here that I frankly thought was going to factor in, you know, two seasons ago, been a little slower going. But Cam Akers was the guy that I think was supposed to get them back to how the system ran with Todd Gurley. You know, a lot of play action stuff. A heck of a lot of offense that flowed through the quarterback, but they do have a quarterback now in Matt Stafford where that's not necessarily, it's just not as necessary as it used to be in the past. You know, Jared Goff, was very much a play action type quarterback where he set up a lot of the plays, that he was successful with, you know, through being able to run the football. And, you know, Stafford's just got a different tool set. So I think that's part of why you see the Rams poo-pooing this a little bit, because they feel like they have a quarterback where it doesn't have to be streamlined as much through the running back position as it did in the past. Now, that said, we'll see. You know, I mean, camp hasn't kicked off yet. It only takes about a week, and if you're not feeling great about the running back position, the first thing you do is say, okay, who's still out there on the street and who's potentially going to come available with other teams at some point? And they don't have to, you know, press the panic button yet. You can get a little bit into camp before you decide whether or not you really feel like you have the running backs you need.
Why do you think Ben Roethlisberger leaked out there? Greatest shape of my life. He wasn't as big, but it wasn't like he came back looking like Arnold, you know, Mr. Universe Arnold. Why would he put that out there?
I don't know. You know, I saw the photos, you know, after that, all that came out, and, you know, Ben talking about the gray shape of his life and all that. And I'm with you. I was kind of like, huh, he looks similar, you know, to what he did last. I'll say this, over time, Ben has definitely gotten better shape, and he's definitely showing up. I think in a state where he's not going to, he used to work himself into shape in camp.
Yes.
I don't think that's really the case anymore. I think it's possibly because, look, he's in the winter of his career. He's at a point where, you know, his contract and his future is now very much on the front burner for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And maybe Ben wants to play a little bit longer than we thought. Like, I kind of thought, okay, hey, he's wrapping it. You know, like, this was it last year. And, you know, we're getting to the point where he's going to be done. And maybe he's kind of seen the football mortality end of it and decided, like, maybe I can be like a few of these other guys and play a little bit longer than I want. But at the very least, I think if there's a portion of this that's PR, that if there's any injuries or any, you know, dip in performance, it's not going to be because, oh, well, Ben wasn't in shape or he's not dedicated. That's at least something that I think he wants put away.
Yeah, that's fair, and that's a fair way to look at it. Michael Thomas is going to be out for 4 months.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of questions. First, how does this affect the Saints?
I mean, it's pretty significant. I would still say that Alvin Kamara You know, all things being equal, Alvin Kamara is the guy that set the table on that offense quite a bit, even when Drew was playing. You know, when Drew, when Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara, when one of those guys was out of the lineup, I think if Drew Brees is telling you the truth, it was Kamara who was really setting things up. But to lose your quarterback, you know, to have the quarterback uncertainty, to have probably your most, I don't think probably, definitely your most automatic wide receiver gone, I think it casts more doubt into how smooth this process is going to be for the Saints finding, you know, their starting quarterback, whether it's Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston. And frankly, it's going to put a lot of pressure on Alvin Kamara to be the focal point of defenses. And remember, Michael Thomas, here's the thing I want to say about that. Whenever he comes back, that kind of injury, that kind of surgery, it takes you a while to work yourself into shape. And then, oh, by the way, now you've lost a significant period of time where you can develop some cohesion with the new quarterback. I don't want to say it's a lost season for Michael Thomas, but
it feels like a lost season for Michael Thomas. And last year was kind of a lost season for him too, after signing the big deal.
Yeah, it's not been a good, you know, I mean, this past offseason, there was talk about, could he be dealt? You know, could the Saints potentially shop him if they could find a buyer for him? You know, it's as you said, it feels a little bit like this could be the entire season gets jeopardized by a process like this because of the fact that you don't have a quarterback that just jumps into sync with him as soon as he gets back.
Yeah, it's really crazy when you think about it. Also may open the door even wider for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to run roughshod over that division, but we shall see. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, what about the Niners? What's your feel and people you talk to as to how they're going to proceed with Jimmy Garoppolo still in place, but his replacement sitting right there learning the system?
Look, Kyle Shanahan's not going to – I mean, whoever the best quarterback is, whatever, if Kyle sits there and goes, Trey Lance, it's we're ready to start the show with Trey Lance. By then at training camp, they will do that. Like, I don't think there's any question about that. Like, Kyle's – as aggressive and, you know, borders on the edge of arrogant when it comes to the quarterbacks as you can be. And he's not going to wait around. You know, he knows why they went and got Trey Lance. I'm actually going to get up there and see them, you know, when they open camp. And, you know, I think there's an element of pressure, you know, on Jimmy Garoppolo here, but I also think the 49ers aren't dummies. Like, the window, and it's weird that people think this, but the window isn't completely closed on trading him. And I say that, go back to when Philadelphia drafted Carson Wentz and everyone said, oh, you know, Bradford's at the top and, you know, he's, you know, Wentz is going to be a redshirt season. And then all of a sudden Teddy Bridgewater goes down in Minnesota. They flip Bradford for a first round pick and Carson Wentz is your starter. Believe me, San Francisco will absolutely pick up the phone if quarterback goes down and Jimmy Garoppolo looks like a fit somewhere. They will make that call. So, even the trade potential of Jimmy Garoppolo, I think, continues to be a possibility right into the season.
Where are we with Deshaun Watson?
I think if you figure it out, call the Texans, because I think even now they're sitting there, they would like a resolution from the league. They would at least like some guidance, like, hey, Lisa Frills talked to some of these, you know, alleged victims in the civil suits. Is the commissioner's exemplus a possibility or not? And if it's not, you know, give us a clear enough indication that we can shop him. And there's no doubt. I mean, they want to shop him. They want to trade him at this point. But the problem is the market is thin until teams can figure it out. You hear about Philadelphia. I've heard, interestingly enough, I haven't heard that from Philadelphia, but I've heard their interest from a number of other teams that were supposedly interested in Deshaun Watson are now looking at the Philadelphia Eagles and saying, yeah, you know, I think that would be a front runner. I still believe, depending on what the price would be, I'm telling you, I don't think you could rule out Miami.
Miami, yeah.
Depending on what the price would be. And frankly, even depending on what the price would be, maybe, because I know David Tepper liked him a lot before all this stuff came out, the Carolina Panthers. So if they could just get some guidance, I think that trade market would heat up really quickly.
All right, so make sure you download this guy's podcast. You want to know everything going on inside the NFL. It's called You Pod to Win the Game. Charles Robinson, senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports. Charles, enjoy those camps. We can't wait for you to report back to us. Thanks for being our guest.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Duck. Look forward to talking in a bit.
pleasure's all mine. Coming up next, okay, who comes out ahead after the realignment between the Big Ten, the ACC, and the Pac-12? That's next on Game Time. Plus, we're supposed to have Paul Chryst, head coach of the University of Wisconsin, upcoming next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royals.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Theodore Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Expecting to have Paul Chryst, head coach of Wisconsin, momentarily. In the meantime, I know that because I'm psychic. Let's get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Beyer. All right, Dan Beyer. I know, and Dan, you like me, big Wisconsin football Beyer. Fans. Can't wait to have Coach Chryst from Big Ten Media Day. Let's get to the game first.
All right, the game is, as psychic. You said, psychic. Psychic, will we see conferences expand past the number of 16 members? Will we see leagues expanding past that number?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, I know there's been talk of the Big 12, the Pac-12. Can they form a 20-team league? I think what teams want is, schools want, is these leagues that have expanded, the cost of travel for Olympic sports is obscene. And so you want pods, and those pods of four teams work. Could they go pods of five teams? Four pods of five teams? It could work. But I think 16 is about the limit.
All right.
So no, I do not see them expanding.
All right, Psychic. Who comes out ahead after realignment between the Big Ten, ACC, and Pac-12?
Oh, I think the Big Ten is always going to come out ahead. They have the network that's the most, that's the longest running, the most substantive. And they have the biggest fan bases. They rate the best. And if they choose, no one, I mean, would you join? If you had the SEC, like the truth is Missouri's in the SEC, they would leave for the Big Ten if they could tomorrow. The Big Ten will always be the conference of choice because not just of sports, but their academic reputation as well.
Psychic, will more NFL teams fire coaches for not getting the COVID vaccine?
There will be more firings. I don't know if they're coaches, but I do predict more firings in the future.
All right, Psychic. Will playing Dak Prescott in the preseason be a good thing for the Dallas Cowboys? His head coach, Mike McCarthy, says that Dak will be appearing in some preseason games.
No question. You kind of got to get your sea legs a little bit. And I think that they need to play him some in that preseason. He won't get hit, but he'll definitely have to. You can't just throw him into the fire and coming off a broken leg and play him only in the regular season.
Psychic, will the Saints make the playoffs in 2021?
No, they will not.
Michael Thomas injury today. You got a new quarterback. Changes happen.
Stuff up in the air. Yeah. Change.
Psychic, will the Packers change their mind on the contract talks with Devontae Adams if Aaron Rodgers shows up to camp?
Wait, what?
So let's just say Aaron Rodgers shows up tomorrow. Do you think that they'd want to go back to the negotiating table with Devontae Adams or not?
I think if Aaron Rodgers shows up?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the Packers are still open for business. This whole negotiations have stopped. That's silly. That's like we threw out the number. They didn't like the number. Okay, then go play and let us know. I absolutely think that there will be more conversations as the season goes on, whether Aaron Rodgers shows or doesn't show, and I do think eventually he shows anyway.
All right. Finally, Psychic, how long will it take for us to get used to the nickname of the soon-to-be Cleveland Guardians?
A long time. A long time. Didn't like the font, don't like the logo, don't necessarily know why we need a nickname. And frankly, and we get in this conversation in coming hours, I'm not exactly sure why Indians is was seen as a disrespectful nickname, but these are the choices that we've made as the Guardians. They could have gone with Cleveland baseball team or just Cleveland. Why did it have to be Cleveland baseball team? They could have just been Cleveland. Cleveland.
Sure. But Spiders was the other option from their team way back when. I thought that it was actually going to be the name, but
Guardians. Just proves nobody really likes spiders.
It's true. True. And that's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Do we have coach there? Is that what I'm hearing? No, we don't. We do not have coach. I was excited. I was almost as excited as Big Ten football coaches are at the prospects of people are saying that they'll reach out to Kansas to bring Kansas to the Big Ten. How excited would Big Ten football coaches be like, oh man, we got to play Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State. And oh, we got a bye week. No, coach, you play Kansas there. Yeah, that's what I said. We got a bye week. The whole thing is fascinating to me. Maybe what's most interesting to me is how this entire story with the possibility and maybe even likelihood of Oklahoma and Texas leaving the Big 12, it kind of came out of nowhere. This was not a story that had been brewing and bubbling for a long time. It really did kind of come out of nowhere. And yet here we are in the precipice. And Chip Brown from 247.com, Texas and Oklahoma, founding members of the Big 12, leaving the league. And for people who are mad about me saying that the OU is pulling a Kevin Durant, that's what they're doing. We do this all the time. I'm just as guilty. Kevin, we see the Bucks win the championship. Kevin Durant, my next chapter there. If we remember, he lost to the Warriors. The Warriors did not win the championship that season. But the bigger thing was, like, you're joining somebody who had always had upper hand on you. Don't give me Cotton Bowl. Nobody cares who won the Cotton Bowl. Oklahoma has not won a playoff game in the college football playoff. And many of those opportunities or BCS opportunities since 2000 have been against SEC teams. So stop with the Cotton Bowl. Well, we won the Cotton Bowl. We won the Sugar Bowl one time. Was it for a national championship? No. Was it a national semifinal? No. Okay, well, I mean, I'd like to think that those bowl games matter, but they don't. Guys opt out and decide not to even play in them. So, Byer, I think the best tweet of my career I had today, which is an entire league being in the transfer portal, is a perfect reflection of college football. Very proud of that tweet. You ever tweet and you're like, man, that was really good.
Yeah, I have, and it's gotten like 3 likes, but that's what happens. But that was very good. Good work. I'll even like it. I'll go back and find it.
Ooh, you'll like it. I like it. He likes me. He really, really. No, he actually kind of likes my tweet, after I asked him to like my tweet. That's big. Close to being done is not done. Last and final. It's not last and final. I'll prove it to you next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.